Hello, I'm Nicholas Stanton. I'm the pastor out at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York, and I will be your pastor for the day. Thank you so much for joining me. Today we're going to be talking about Joshua and his interaction with an angel before he would lead the nation of Israel to attack Jericho. Our passage today is found in Joshua chapter 5, starting in verse 13, it says, "Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, 'Are you for us or for our enemies?' 'Neither,' he replied, 'but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.' Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, 'What message does my Lord have for his servant?' The commander of the Lord's army replied, 'Take off your sandals, for this place where you stand is holy.' And Joshua did so." I love this passage because this man just seems to appear in front of Joshua, and then Joshua looks up and sees this armed and armored man there with a sword drawn, and it must have been quite the startle, and this image of Joshua jumping back like he just saw a spider kind of makes me chuckle every time I read this passage. But the thing about this passage I didn't understand when I was young is what is going on here? And we see Joshua, and I understand what Joshua is doing, because if an armored man appeared to me randomly, I would want to know what his intentions are, because that's going to matter in a moment. But the way that this armored angel of God responds always used to confuse me as a kid. Because Joshua is asking, "Are you for us or against us?" And this man answers, "Neither." It's like having a true or false question and answering C because it sounds good. It wasn't until much later that I understood that Joshua was asking the wrong question, and the angel was giving him the correct answer. You see, the question should not have been, "Is God on my side?" but rather, "Am I on God's side?" Joshua's actions show us that he understood this and then surrenders to God's side through bowing down in reverence and taking off his shoes at the end. You see, God does not pick sides, that we might view him as a particularly tall kid in our gym class basketball team that we want to have on our side. No, he is the coach, owner, and play caller. He is the side that we as Christians should ever strive to be on. Not just content making our stand and hoping that God blesses it. Rather, we should yield our lives in trusting obedience to God, and that we would follow him and what he deems is right. This is especially the case should God's side contradict with what culture, society, and even we want. Christ calls us to die to self, and this is a portion of that. So let us look over our lives and through studying the Bible and prayer, find aspects that might not line up with what God wants of us and what God deems is right, and change those, surrender those areas to him, that we might evermore be like Christ. I pray that God would bless you and give you wisdom in this endeavor, and may God watch over us until we meet again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for your time. Again, this has been Nicholas Stanton from Lakes Church in Auburn. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day.